The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Still no Twitch, which is disappointing. I would like to get the Twitchers' input on, you know, today's appearance. But Alfredo said, the long hair makes you look less like a nudist. Not going to lie, when I first started listening, I pegged you for a swinger nudist. Dude, I
did peg you for a swinger, too, honestly, when I met you.
No way, man. I have friends who do that. It's not for me. And the nudist thing? No, nobody wants to see this.
No.
Are you kidding me?
But I did think you were maybe a swinger. I wasn't judging.
Well,
but now I know better.
Well, if I were with someone who was into that, I might be different. I actually dated a woman who was for a while. It just wasn't for me. It's not my kind of scene.
But if Val was like, hey, I'd really like us to start.
Well, I mean,
You do what you gotta do, right?
Man, I prefer the old fashioned thing, man. I prefer a side piece. You know,
can't we go old school and just exactly. have sex with other people without our wives knowing about it?
I mean, come on. But that Rocket Rod has one of the old Sports and Stuff shirts. I don't even know if I have one of those anymore.
I don't know that I do either.
And then Hockley Dan on the text line. Fred, the real question here is, will that ponytail cost you or get you the Ancient Aliens narrator gig? You know, I haven't been thinking about that, but I've got to be careful about things like my appearance and stuff like that. If I really want to get this gig, once that guy retires, which, you know, I mean, I think he's getting up there. He's over 60. I think it may be time to let a youngster in there.
Or to get you the job.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd be a good fit. And I, as an official ancient astronaut theorist, and I think I would be good for it. I also thought maybe I'll just make up a magazine like that dude with the hair did and get to be a regular guest. I know you don't watch this, but there's this guy with the hair. You see him in memes all the time, Giorgio. He's got this hair that sticks straight up. Well, he's like a regular guest on that show.
He's the one on the meme, right?
Yeah. And whenever they show him, they say, publisher, Legendary Times Magazine. There is no such thing. You go search for it. It doesn't exist, or it existed 7 years ago. And then at one point there was a thing where you could sign up if you signed up for the Ancient Alien newsletter, you would get Legendary Times, and that was a dead link.
What if it's a secret society type magazine that you have to be in the know to get it,
or you have to be on the dark web?
Well, I'm not. That's I'm staying away from that. Oops. I accidentally knocked that on. I'm staying away from the dark web. That just sounds horrible. Sounds like bad things happen to you. Sounds like you get trafficked. Even an old, not nudist like me. That's what happens there. I never see anything good about the dark web. Hey, I really am serious that if there's somebody out there who wants to explain to us why the Confederate flag is important, I'd love to hear from you, because I don't hear that from anybody. All I hear is that people find it offensive, and I just don't know enough about it other than what it represents to me. So I'm really not going to. If you really believe that this is a bad thing to get rid of this flag, I'd just like to hear why.
And Jay off 288, he quote tweeted that Speaker Pelosi has called for the removal of Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol. And Jay says he's a registered Cherokee Indian. Ulysses S. Grant was a POS, destroyed the Indians, wasn't okay with just killing them, killed millions of buffalo so they couldn't eat for free, and his statue is at the base of Capitol Hill. The people who prop up Union generals are either ignorant, racist, or both. Again, and I went. I don't know if you heard my statement yesterday on this, and I'll say the same thing to Jay off 288 that I would to Speaker Pelosi, that I'd say to anybody. We've got to judge people based on their time. You cannot go back in time and say, well, this guy was a bad guy because of he was doing this. Like the things that these a lot of these guys were doing, and that includes like all the way down to slave owners, what they were doing at the time, I mean, to some people wasn't even considered immoral or inhuman. It was just common practice. You know, now, I mean, yeah, and that's why the idea of statues in general is kind of silly to me, because they're meant to stand the test of time. And trust me, nobody's character is going to stand the test of time. They just don't.
Well, but I think, though, in some cases, historically, we need to look at some of these guys differently. I mean, General Sherman going through Georgia and burning everything to the ground, that was unnecessary. I mean, but hey, the North won, so...
That's war, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Especially when you're warring in your own country.
Especially back then, that was war.
I don't think so. I mean, I think you... Because, for one thing, especially, you don't want to destroy all this stuff that you're going to need. You don't conquer your entire... That was part of the problem. It's like there were battles where the two sides were having lunch in between because their family members on both sides. Yeah. You had to win the war, but you didn't want to do it like that, because if you destroyed everything... Well, guess what? How are you going to rebuild it? That was important commerce back then. But, General Sherman was a turd. Leading that group down and burning everything to the ground unnecessarily in a war you already had won, and yet our history books, oh, well, this helped in the war. Okay.
So, I mean, did it help in the war?
The war was already over by then.
So a treaty had been signed by then?
No, but come on. It's the same thing as that we didn't need to drop the second bomb in Japan. That's the thing. When sometimes you have to learn how to win these things. So Shannon wants to weigh in on
there's not really sore winners in war. There's just winners and losers.
Well, see, and I think that's part of the problem, too. It's how you win should be important. When we win a war, it should be important that we were on the right side of it.
I mean, that's nice thinking and all, but when you're in a war, that's not how soldiers think.
Well, I know, but soldiers aren't the ones making the decisions on who to where to send people. It's generals.
I mean, generals are soldiers too. Yeah, but that's their job.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. And people criticize Bush Sr. for not going into Baghdad, but there was no need to destroy the whole thing. And don't ask me. I'm some kind of weirdo who just thinks that maybe.
Well, you're a hippie liberal with a ponytail.
But
now.
I think our history should reflect that some of these guys were turds.
Yeah,
and I don't think you can just give them a pass because of the time. Because I think when I first learned about that, well, let's talk about something else that'll really piss people off. When the Battle of San Jacinto, they attacked them in their sleep. Is that something to admire? Or would if you're on the other side, do you call that guerrilla warfare?
That's war.
Okay.
Like, do you know how many daytime ops I did in my entire Army career? Pretty much zero, because the U.S. military doesn't operate in the daytime ever.
Well, we're not talking about the current U.S. military. So we're talking about
they just figured out strategy first, especially back then. Like, war was all about who could figure out new strategies first.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that something to be praised? Would you be praising it if you were on the other side? They kill these people in their sleep. I'm just saying we should look at all these from all sides before we start saying we were right because we won.
So you're saying there's good and bad people on both sides.
I'm saying there's good and bad people on both sides. But I think I feel like, especially somebody who felt like he was cheated of getting a real history lesson, I think we should look at all this.
Lamont says, should we go tearing down Reagan Library or statues for ignoring AIDS, Iran-Contra, and putting dope in the black community?
How dare you speak ill of Reagan? Dare you? All right, so which one do you want here? We got two of them.
Let's just talk to the one that was on first. Shannon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sportsy Shannon.
Fred, do you know how important it is to keep the Confederate flag and its symbol? Because if they got rid of that, in Arkansas and Alabama alone, so many people would not have shirts, hats, and shorts. And you want to talk about not wanting to see something?
Well. That wasn't what you were looking for.
Not quite what I was looking for, but it put a smile on my face. So let's try Brian.
Maybe Brian knows.
Yeah.
So, hey, Brian. Guys, how you doing?
We're doing sports, Brian.
Been listening to y'all for a long time, never called in, but I heard this topic and just thought I might chime in.
Well, chime away, my friend.
Okay, well, I guess I have a little different perspective on this. I'm not defending anything, but I will tell you, I grew up in South Mississippi, and I went to Ole Miss. I've heard a lot of crap. But what I would tell you that growing up, the Confederate flag meant to us, and I will say this for my black friends, all of my best friends growing up were black, and I never heard any of them having any problem with the Confederate flag. It was just part of our history.
And did you see a lot of black guys driving their pickup trucks with Confederate flags hanging off the back?
No, they didn't. And did you ever wonder
why the white kids did that? The white kids did that and the black kids didn't? Did that ever cross into your mind?
No, and I'm not saying that's right. And there probably were some, you know, people that were uncomfortable with some of the rednecks running around doing that. But it just wasn't an issue is all I'm saying. It really wasn't. And I was at Ole Miss when they got rid of the Confederate flag as the official flag of the university. And some of the most people that were against that were some of my black friends. So again, I'm going to say, I don't have any problem with them getting rid of that if some people are offended by it. All I'm calling in to say is that back in the day, people weren't. They really weren't.
Well, I think this goes back to, it's like something might not exist in your world, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And I think that's what, you know, I think we're learning a lot about that over recent weeks. And it's kind of what when I talked about white privilege when I came back. And just because you don't believe it exists, because you don't see it in your world, doesn't mean that it exists in the great world, in the big world, the big wide open, as they call it. So while, I mean, again, I lived in Louisiana for a while. And did I hear a bunch of black guys bitching about the Confederate flag? No. Did I see any of them flying it? Definitely no. But it doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean that they feel good about it just because they're not openly complaining about it. And I think that's what's happening now is we're starting to hear more people openly complain about things. And people are like, well, they never had a problem with it before. No, they just never said anything about it before. You know?
It's funny, 832. So attacking the enemy during a war when they are not expecting to be attacked is unethical. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you should question all these things because let me finish.
Okay.
Because if you're going to sit here and tell me that's okay, then you can have no problem with what the Japanese did at Pearl Harbor.
Except, I mean, it wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, San Jacinto battle happened in the middle of the day. They were like trying to take a nap.
Yeah. Siesta.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for you. If you nap while you're in the middle of a war, that's on you, bro.
No, but my,
by the way, what kind of military strategist says, okay, everybody nap at the same time?
Well, there's,
we'll leave
there's
one guy bigger, in charge of all there's your 300. Bigger
issue. I mean, come on.
But if you're going to say, okay, that was great strategy, then
no,
but you can't
there
also.
There's a big difference between that and Pearl Harbor.
How?
We weren't at war with the Japanese when Pearl Harbor happened.
They didn't actually declare war until it was already underway.
They sent a thing, but it didn't. They made a mistake allegedly on who was supposed to give them the declaration of war. But it doesn't matter. I mean, they did the same thing. They attacked us when we weren't ready.
Again, they attacked us when we thought we weren't even in a war.
Oh, we knew we were about to be in a war. The whole thing was the whole world was falling apart. That's a totally different thing. I'm just saying, that if we're going to praise these guys, praise the other guys. We're doing the same thing.
All right. I got to praise Carbach. That's what I'm about praising, because Carbach sent me out on the river with a bunch of delicious beer, and including a couple beers I'm going to tell you about today. Vivacella, which, and these are beers, typically I'm not into the lagers. But these Cella beers kind of changed my mind a little bit, because when you're out on the river and you're drinking multiple beers, sometimes something nice and refreshing is the way to go. And this Vivacella has a hint of salt, and I'd say more than a hint of lime, and it is really a perfect hot weather beer. The Lil Cella doesn't have any of that salt or lime. It's only got 96 calories, though. So when you drink 20 Lil Cellas on the river, that's less than your daily recommended consumption of calories. So it really works out for everybody. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what the newest beers they've got out are. See what's going on at the brewery. See what's going on at the restaurant. And when you're out at the restaurants, when you're out at the bars, when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you grab yourself a Carbach.
It's a shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, Fred, I'm not sure you can just say we have to judge people on the time they live. What about today in many countries where women and children are treated horribly based on their belief systems, even though there are people there and in power in those places that know it's wrong? First off, AJ is the one that's giving everybody a pass. I am not.
But I also say, like, what the civilized world, what's so, like, acceptable throughout the world. And you're talking about third world countries where there's, like, child soldiers and things like that, that the civilized culture of 2020 doesn't agree with.
I don't know that Saudi Arabia is a third world country. It's a big ally of ours.
Well, not of mine.
Of our country.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the other thing.
That's on your people.
It's not on my people.
Well, it's on your people.
Saudis don't really like my people.
And I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about your people.
Which people would that be?
You know who.
No, I don't.
The people who vote like you vote.
And those people would be?
Exactly. Voters.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're trying to put Trump on me. I know what you're doing. And, yeah, I just because I think... Well, my opinion of him is getting worse and worse by the day, so I'm tired of trying to defend the guy. I didn't want to vote for either one of those turds last time, and I don't want to vote for either one this time. 713-780-ESPN. And I just want to clarify something. I'm not saying any of those things in particular were wrong, but we're taught a certain way.
Right.
We're taught that, oh, these guys were heroes because of this. It's like, well, wait a minute. We should just kind of look at history a little differently, I think. At least I'm doing it as I get older. And try to understand the other side of it. Like, why did we really need to drop a second nuke? And things like that. And all of those decisions helped shape us in a lot of ways. That started the whole Cold War. And that's what I grew up with,
yeah.
Is being scared to death that the Russians were going to bomb the refineries that were 5 miles away from my house on the coast. And we had nuclear drills and all that stuff. And I thought I was going to get blown up at any moment. Turns out I was just sucking cancer through my lungs from the refineries, and they weren't ever blown up.
It wasn't the refinery's fault, Fred. That was your fault.
No, it's not my
fault. You shouldn't have breathed that. Your parents taught you not to breathe it, and you did it anyway.
But yeah, so, I mean, I would hope that, and as history is being made now, and this does kind of apply, there's a lot changing, and I hope that the people who are writing that history 20 years, 30 years from now, are looking at the whole thing and not just that, you know, this one incident happened that sparked this fire, but how it all came about, because I think it's important, and we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So I didn't really think this was was going to be that big of a topic.
You didn't know that NASCAR getting rid of the Confederate flag would take up the first hour and a half of our show?
Well, I really didn't.
Well, with a little bit of golf clans and ponytail talk swirled in there.
And yeah, I mean, for the most part, we've just kind of bounced around. That's all. 214, since Vegas opened back up June 4th, we have RJ on anytime soon.
Oh, excuse me. I was taking a drink of my...
I shouldn't have asked you a question.
Surely Red Bull, yeah. I thought you were asking that rhetorically. You could have answered yourself. But I actually emailed RJ today to see if he wanted to get back to a normal schedule. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I would expect to in the near future.
Okay.
But yeah, with sports coming back, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'd love to have at least one of those guys on there. 713, going on a 30-mile bike ride through Houston and got the Blitz playing out on my speakers. Thanks for helping me get through this long ride. Thank you for taking us with you.
Why are you doing that? It's hot outside.
Today's about as cool as it's going to be until September, maybe October. So you better take advantage of it. It's not cool. It's in the 90s, but we don't have the humidity today. It was actually very, very pleasant this morning. So you get a couple days of that, and then we're just going to all die from the heat, so take advantage of it.
So something we haven't discussed is Major League Baseball. The league's going to make a new proposal after receiving their 89-game proposal last night from the Major League Baseball Players Association. He says it will be a significant move in the players' direction, but if we have to, we'll exercise that right to set a 48-game season. So... And when you say that, when they say that, right, here's what happens. So the 48-game season is what Major League Baseball could say that's what's going to happen. What they would lose out on, though, is the players would get 100% prorated 48 games. Like, they wouldn't get, you know, like they've been saying, let's do 89 games for 75% or whatever. This would be 100%, but for, I mean, basically almost a quarter of the season, a little over a quarter of the season. So if you're a Major League Baseball player, would you rather play 89 games at 75% of your salary or 48 games at 100% of your salary?
See, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I just want to get my ass back on the field and I wouldn't worry too much about what I was making.
Excuse me.
There you go, 524. And I don't know if you saw what all Sean Doolittle had to say about this. And he's he did a bunch of tweets. But he keeps talking about the integrity of the game and all this stuff. And it would be lessening the integrity of the game to not play at least 100. Shut up. You've got guys using trash cans. You guys have been shooting roids up your ass for years. Don't talk to me about the integrity of the game. You just want more money.
Yeah.
And I get it. Everybody wants more money. But it's a different world. And you have to adjust. And I think the fact that they just keep going back and forth and back and forth, in the end, I think there's enough owners that just don't want to have a season. And because of that, I don't think they will have one.
I don't think they will force them
into that because there's too many owners will say, hey, man, I don't want to deal with this. So.
I will say this. In a 48-game season, the thought that we've talked all along about there's so few teams in baseball that really have a chance to win it.
Right.
There's the Yankees, Reds, well, not even the Red Sox right now. Yankees, no. Astros, Dodgers, Nationals, if them.
Like, yeah, I think they had their one-year
wonder.
You
can keep the real contenders in one hand over a 162-game season.
Right.
Over a 48-game season?
Aaron,
is it crazy to think the White Sox or the Mariners or some random ass team could win 20 out of 25 games and now suddenly they're like legit contenders, especially with an expanded playoff?
Here's what I would ask Aaron to do on the break. Go find out where all the teams stood after 48 games last year. Roughly 48, because they're not all going to have played the same number.
Right.
But let's see what the playoffs would have looked like. Because remember, the Mariners got off to a great start last year.
Yeah.
And it didn't last long. It was like a week. But over 48 games, the Nationals, I'm pretty sure the Nationals wouldn't have made the playoffs because they got off to a bad start and then outplayed.
They would have certainly
not
made it.
They outplayed everybody the second half of the season. So, yeah, take a look and let us know when we come back. I'll be curious to see how much different it really was. But you're right. Like a team, I don't know, I'll throw out Minnesota was pretty good last year. But, you know, I don't know. I think a team like maybe the Indians, they're not as good as they used to be, but they could be good enough for 48 games.
So here we are. I've got it right here, Aaron. Don't worry about it. I pulled it up myself because I'm a professional broadcaster.
What are you saying? I was trying to involve the producer.
I know what you were trying to do. That was foolish, though, because I'm faster. So how many teams are they saying are going to make the playoffs now? Like, would it be, they said expanded playoffs. Would they be talking about 16 teams?
I don't know. Were they going to the thing that they were going to add anyway, which is the extra wild card? I haven't seen the latest proposal because I've kind of gotten so sick and tired of them. Going back and forth. I'm just tired of it.
Okay.
But I'm interested in something like that. What would have been after
40 years? if the five teams that would have made the playoffs last year, the five teams that did make the playoffs last year, the Astros, Twins, and Yankees won their divisions, which those three teams were leading their divisions at the time, so nothing really changed. Tampa and Oakland were the wild cards, and Tampa and Boston would have been the wild cards.
Okay.
Through 48
games. Only one change.
Only one change.
In the American League.
In the American
League. I bet you the National is a lot different.
The National League is a lot different. The National League, the Braves, Cardinals, and Dodgers were your division winners, with the Nationals and Brewers as the wild cards. It would have been the Dodgers, Cubs, and Phillies with the Brewers and Braves as the wild cards. So the Cubs would have won the Central. The Phillies would have won the East. And the Washington Nationals, who won the World Series, were actually the second worst team in the National League at the 48-game mark, only ahead of the Marlins.
Yeah. Remember, so, we were talking about, would they trade Max Scherzer and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And then they turned it around, which can happen.
Ended up working out for him.
Yeah, not so bad. But not a lot of change in the – and I think part of that's the American League is just more top-heavy.
Yeah.
I think there's more decent teams in the National League. But, you know, I think if you do 48 games, you're probably going to have the same teams.
Well, here's some teams that were in contention through 48 games. How about the 24 and 23 Texas Rangers at 47 games? They ended up well under 500.
That might be one of my sleeper picks if they do a short season.
I think one of mine might be the White Sox.
Okay. I actually like the Rangers rotation. It's like they don't have a Verlander, but they got a lot of guys that can trot out there who don't suck.
Yeah.
For a shortened season, that might be my dark horse. Of course, there's not going to be a season, so.
Yeah, the Mariners were 23 and 29 at the time. They ended up 68-94.
Yeah.
Your Blue Jays, not so great all season.
Yeah.
But sorry, Fred.
There's something to look forward to there. They got a bunch of young studs. 713 says 48 games and they make 100% of their salary, or what would they make for that many games?
They would make 48 games prorated of their 100%
right.
salary.
Right. So basically whatever.
Almost a little over a quarter of their salary.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You were mentioning an interesting stat.
An interesting, I guess that's the word for it. Not a great stat, but it's a stat nonetheless. 45% increase in hospitalizations in Texas since Memorial Day. concerning to you? Not concerning? You good?
I'm not all that concerned, because in part, I think a lot of the reasons we have more cases is we have more testing now.
This is hospitalizations.
Oh, okay. For the COVID or in general?
For COVID. This is the third day in a row Texas has set a new record for COVID-related hospitalizations. And it's a 42% increase since Memorial Day. Not 45. I stand corrected.
Okay.
I don't want to be a fearmonger.
Oh, you've been waving the Rona flag from the beginning. I mean, my goodness. I think it's the question being, did we come back too soon? My whole thing was we shouldn't have shut the whole thing down the way we did in the first place. I'm not going to beat that drum anymore. But once we did, then to me, you shouldn't have come back until you were sure, right? But, I mean, you couldn't keep doing that either, because you couldn't sit around and wait for 2 years for them to get a vaccine. The result would be, there wouldn't be a country left. There wouldn't be a world left.
This is the reality of it. At some point, you had to make a choice of what's more important, people getting sick or the economy. And the truth of it is, there's always going to be a group of people who think, I'm not going to get sick. I'm not that worried about it. And there's going to be a group of people who, I don't want to be involved in this. I want to ride this thing out. The fact is, we all live here, and we've all got to live with the decisions that the others make. And that can be tough sometimes.
But it's not.
There wasn't a winning situation. But
that's the thing. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not. Oh well, you either are not worried about it, go back to work, or you're scared to death, stay home. There is a middle ground here, and all people have to do is just what Nolan Ryan said. Just follow a few simple. If you're going
don't
to go
be
out,
a knucklehead.
And listen, I've chosen to go to restaurants and bars. But I've also chosen to wear a mask anytime I go into a place. And I have no problem with that. But I think if you're going to make the decision to go back and not take any kind of precautions and not wash your hands and not do the things they're asking you to do, well, that's irresponsible. It's also your choice. But I think there's a way to do all this, to get back to everything. And as long as you're just careful about it.
Yeah. And Texas has become... Texas is a spot on the rise. And, I mean, is that concerning? I don't know. Because New York, you could say it's on the decline. But because New York was ravaged so hard early on, I mean, the fact is, if we start to look at it as whether you get it now or you get it 3 months from now, whatever, that it's going to kind of go through your state. We didn't have, like, you remember early in this process, Texas was pretty low in cases. Texas was actually one of the better states for it. New York was one of the worst. Now New York, relative to what they were early in the game, it might as well be a safe haven. Texas, compared to where we were early in the game, it looks like hell. But
yeah, but also, the hospitalizations are one thing. The testing in this state, we were 49.
We were way behind.
So, of course, you're going to have more cases when you have more tests. Because we don't know how many people are running around with it to begin with. That's the other thing with this. We don't know. And Big Eggie Steve said, sort of expected hospitalizations to go up as more activity is going on. As long as it maintains a steady low rate and isolate concentrated hot spots, it shouldn't overload. And that was always the concern, right? That you would overload the hospital beds.
Yeah, ICU beds.
Because the people that it hits really hard wind up in ICU. And I think the whole Tony Baselli and his wife thing. Tony Baselli wound up in ICU. And it was bad for him, and his wife barely had a cough.
It's
hard to convince people. And we get people who push outliers. Like the guy last week who was talking about there's two 18-year-olds with it. And, okay, that's an example. That it's not common. It's just
Mitchell had it, and he said he never even felt like he had a cold.
Yeah, and that was like the 103-year-old woman who said she barely had any symptoms and slammed beer. It's somebody who's talking about their 83-year-old grandmother. Same thing. So... It's to me, we don't know enough about it. We haven't known enough about it. And even doctors don't agree. So we got to figure out. And I think we're doing it. I think we're doing a pretty good job of figuring out how to phase things back in. But they're not shutting them down again, because you can't. That would be disastrous. So we're going to have to live with it. So let's all just try to do it. Let's do it middle ground. If we're going to go out, let's wear a mask. I'm down.
Don't be a knucklehead.
Yeah. and wash hands and things like that. That's it. But I'm happy to go out and do stuff, and I'm happy to be around people. That's, that's what I'm doing. 409, Fred voted for Trump, calls anyone irresponsible. See irony.
Fred didn't vote for Trump.
Jesus, dude. You can't just make bleep up.
I think it's because I insinuated it.
Yeah,
when I said one
dude,
of
it was a joke.
I was joking.
Come on, guys. I disagree with the fact that what Biden said, that
shame.
10 or 15% of you are bad people. But I got to tell you, some of you are pretty dumb. I would say that percentage is pretty high. I mean, it's, if you've never listened before and thought he was insinuating that, then you might want to stick around for a while for one thing. But no, I took a lot of grief for voting for the other one because I basically just threw my hands up and said, I hate them both. And my wife couldn't vote yet. And she's like, well, I want Hillary. I want Hillary. She's great. No, you don't. But
you basically sold your vote.
Yeah, I did.
For a vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, okay, what?
You didn't even get that vagina for the full 4 years because Hillary lost.
No, that's the problem. So, but this time I don't know what I'm going to do. But I can't in good conscience vote for Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I know that makes some of you mad.
Let me tell you about Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, God, no.
Come on, Fred.
No more of the damn libertarian flakes.
Why not?
Because I'm not doing that. That's not even a protest vote anymore. It's just a cop-out vote.
It's not a cop-out vote.
Well, what I did last time was a cop-out vote.
That was a cop-out.
Yeah, but so's this. It's a cop-out, man.
No, it's not. It's voting for someone whose beliefs align with yours.
There is no such person.
Well, it's the closest I've got.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on that too. So I will make a decision, but it's either going to be to not vote or if I vote for Biden, it's going to be because he gets a VP candidate that I can get behind, because I don't think he's lasting the full 4 years.
I don't either.
So, but if he was the thing that frustrated me with both candidates last time.
The Democrats are so dumb.
Of course they are.
Like, you're supposed to be like the young progressive party, and like you put this dinosaur out there, and it's not going well. Like the public perception, it isn't going great. And not only that, like I remember, I'm still stuck on this, and I told you about this at the time when they were down to three people, and it was Biden, Bernie, and Elizabeth Warren. And you watch those debates. I implore you to go find those debates on YouTube and watch them. If you're anything like me, you sit there thinking, God, she's the only one on the stage that makes any sense. Yet she was the only one that wasn't taken seriously as a candidate. They were like, nope, not you. No, I don't care. What if you're like, you've got to be until we stop electing people who are far this way or far that way. It's really hard for me to get on board with anybody.
I've been beating that drum now for forever. So,
but I guess that's what works.
And I do want to respond to this guy. Number one, unless a mask custom and feed it to your face, I don't know what that means. It will not stop anything viral. That's not true.
I think he means fitted to your face.
Yeah. Listen, there have been a lot of studies on this, and there are some doctors out there telling you won't do a damn thing, and then there's people telling you that even if it stops 10% of what you would put out otherwise, then it's helping. So, sorry you're not going to sell me on that. Number two, Monday, the World Health Organization concluded that anyone asymptomatic will not spread the virus. You might want to read the follow-up story.
You might want to see what they said on Tuesday. Whoops. Because that's basically what it was. It was, we shouldn't have said that. We were wrong.
Yeah. So,
I will say again, now I don't know how much to trust the World Health Organization.
No, they've been a mess from the beginning of this.
But they're saying now that the surface areas are not likely contagious. It's safer than we thought. So, like, the desks and the microphones that we're wiping down every day are probably not as concerning as direct interaction with another person.
Well, it's nice that they're figuring this stuff out now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep spraying my area down because that's how I roll.
337 says, a toss between Hillary and Trump, and you picked a corrupted politician. They're both corrupt. And but you guess, vote for a good economy. Where's your economy now? Guess and what, I'm not blaming him for that.
Guess what Trump is now? A corrupt politician.
Yes.
He was just a corrupt regular dude before. Yes. Now he's a corrupt politician.
Guys, you can't sell me on either one of them. I hated them both. I explained why I did it. But you're not going to change my mind on either one of those people. And I don't even know why we're still talking about that election. But I'll worry about this one when it comes up. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Air conditioning just came on. And, of course, allergic to something in there.
I want to make something clear, because I do think the president's done a few things that I agree with. And I always, whoever's in there, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, and because that's who the people elected. And don't.
I don't. I always hate whoever's in there.
I'm going to hate him anyway, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And don't start with your, he didn't win the popular vote thing. That's one of my favorite lines from the left.
Everybody knows the rules of the game when it started playing.
Yeah, win the state you were supposed to win. But I would say there's a 90% chance I'm sitting this one out. The only way
what makes that any different than me voting for a libertarian?
I can't in good conscience vote for either one of them, and I'm not voting for a libertarian because that's my cop out is this time is just not vote. The only way I will is
then you're not voting out of protest, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not voting for the president because I don't until somebody gives me a viable option, I can't do it. The one caveat I'll leave is that if Biden picks someone I can get behind as a VP, because I think that person will be president, then I'll vote for that ticket. And really, there's only two names that I've seen that I would remotely consider.
And who are
they? And I don't think he's doing either one of them, so I'm not gonna get into that. But I said all along, if he puts Elizabeth Warren as his running mate, I would vote for him. Not much else out there that I would do that. So that's kind of where I am. And yeah, I'm either supporting that side or I'm just not supporting either one. And I may change my mind between now and then, but that's where I am with it.
All right,
let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to West Palm Beach, Florida, which is the Florida of, well, Florida, I guess. This is a story that goes back to 1990, where a woman was accused of dressing as a clown and fatally shooting her lover's wife in Florida, and her trial has been pushed back again, this time by court disruptions created by the coronavirus pandemic. They scheduled their first-degree murder trial of Sheila Keen Warren, 56 years old, to begin April 9th, 2021. Previously had been set for January and then moved to May. She didn't get arrested until 2017 and was extradited from Virginia, where she lived with her husband Michael Warren. So in 1990, she gets her murder on, basically changes her name and leaves, and gets away with it till 2017. And now her trial keeps getting pushed back and back and back. Basically, her current husband's then wife, Marlene Warren, was shot in the face in May 1990 by a clown delivering carnations and balloons. Told you not to trust clowns. New DNA testing led to her arrest. So if you could get by with something like that for 31 years before they actually catch you? I don't know if that's a clown move.
I always wonder, like, if I told you You could commit any crime you wanted right now, and you wouldn't get caught for 20 years. Now, when that 20 years comes around, you're going to pay the full penance for it. But you'll get away with it for 20 years. Especially now at your advanced age, you'd go for it, right?
Well, if you tell me I'm going to live 20 years, yeah.
I mean, let's say you...
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, like, so let's say you're going to rob a bank, and you'll live off that loot for...
Well, now, if I'm going to commit a crime, it's going to have to be Nakatomi Tower-type crime. Oh. Like, I'm going for the big bucks. I want $600 million in bearer bonds. I'm not doing a bank. Get out of here. Oh, I'm going to walk into Wells Fargo and walk out with 30 grand. No,
you've got to pull off the heist, though.
That's fine. I'm doing Ocean's 11 type stuff then. I'm walking out of there with enough money that 20 years is going to be filled with a lot of spending it.
Okay.
So, 49 asks, can you dislike both but vote for the least bad outcome, or is presidential election an all-or-nothing decision?
Everybody's got their own way to make that decision.
And you should make that decision on your own. Don't do what I do. This is where I'm leaning today. But, I mean, I think the whole problem is that we just don't have enough options. So, Danny asked, devil's advocate, what if Trump were to choose a replacement for VP you really like more than Biden's choice? Then, yeah, I probably would.
Oh, that's interesting.
I probably would because, I don't think Biden, and I know this sounds wrong, but handicapping it, I don't think Biden's going to last 4 years in that job. We've seen what it does to people. And look at the guy now. He looks like he's already been president for 20 years. So whoever he picks, there's a good chance they wind up running the country. So that's why I'm waiting to find out who that is.
Yeah. Biden would be 82 years old by the time he finished out his term if he were elected. Trump would be 78 years old.
Trump's not going to look any different, though.
I don't understand why we pick these old people. Old rich white people to represent us.
The guy I liked was a young Asian dude. That would have been, but none of the people I've liked on either side ever get a chance. So what does it matter? I mean, they're going to pick who they pick, and that's their thing. But I don't want to be part of their parties. 832 just said, did Fred just agree to a Rick and Morty heist? I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah, I would love to pull off. I have a list of ideas for heists that I'd like to pull off if I were a criminal. Because I think there's some that have already been done.
I'm not good at crime.
I'm not either.
All my friends they would shoplift. It's funny because I would like do ridiculous things like steal cars off of lots.
So you're not much of a criminal. Okay.
But I guess in my head, it was going to be way tougher for me to get caught doing that than stealing Playboy magazines from Hastings Video and Music Store. Did you guys have Hastings when you were a kid?
I think we did, yeah.
Did you have Hastings, Aaron?
I think so. They were on their way out.
Yeah, there was one at Baybrook Mall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up down there, though.
Oh, well, then never mind.
My friend...
Here I was actually thinking you could contribute to the conversation. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, everybody was like stealing CDs and magazines, nudie mags.
Yeah, I never did any of that.
My friend Steven, I was actually with him when he was stealing it was the special edition Pamela Anderson Playboy. Ooh. And it was like 100 pages of nothing but Pamela Anderson nude. And, at the time, this was 1995, that was a real treasure trove for, a couple 15-year-old dudes. And I was not going to do it. I was scared to do it because I always felt like somehow I would get caught. But I did, my friend asked me if I would, be the lookout man for him. And I said, yes. So I was the lookout man. And part of being the lookout man was when you walked out of the Hastings Video and Music Store, there was a metal detector to make sure you didn't steal. You had to walk through that as you were passing through like the cashier station. So you rent your movies and then they hand you your movies or your CDs, whatever you bought, on the other side of the metal detector so you can walk out after you've got them. While he's walking out like nothing's happened, there is a door, however, like a swinging door for the cashier to get out. And my friends, I walked through first. Of course, I wasn't shoplifting because I was a good kid who only stole vehicles.
Yeah. Let's talk about being an accomplice.
I did not beep. And then my friend Steven walked through and he did beep. There was a hidden little tag in that magazine somehow that set off. Now, me being a quick thinking friend and wingman, I stood directly in front of that little cashier door and said, "Book it." And he froze.
Ah.
And he got taken into the back.
Shame.
And he had to talk to the shoplifting cop. And this is the worst part. His mom got called. I mean, it was just like, okay, what did my son do? Well, your son was trying to steal a nudie mag. And that's the worst thing you can have. Like, it's the worst. I was way better off with like telling my dad, yeah, dad, broke into a building and I was wearing a bunny costume. I was super high on drugs and I just wasn't thinking. Like, he had to be like, yeah, mom, I was stone cold sober and I tried to steal a nudie mag. And yeah, that's why I was, I've never been a good criminal because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of crime.
Yeah. You say so.
Oh, well, and I worked at a mom and pop place when I lived in New Mexico called Front Row Seat Videos. And I accomplished some of my friends in their crime. They would steal things. And my job was to chase down criminals. If someone stole something, it was my job to go after them. If it were one of my friends, sometimes I was just slower that day.
Yeah. Oh, the ankle hurts today.
But it was funny that my favorite thing was to catch kids trying to steal, because this was back in the days of video stores where there was a special room in the back. You know what I'm talking about, right? Before they had their own stores, there was just a secret room with a big curtain in the back that was 18 and up. And we had video cameras in that room. And of course, people were always trying to steal porno. People would steal porno well before they would steal regular movies. And when we would catch kids, my favorite thing to do would be to see their moms come in to talk to them, because I knew that just had to be a crippling human experience to be like, yeah, mom, I was stealing Busty Nurses Volume 3. I'm ashamed.
I don't know
how we got on that.
But yeah, well.
Stroll down memory lane.
I have some texters I want to
address.
Yeah, when we return. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I just can't get enough, guy. Just always so puff, guy. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
ESPN 97.5.